We're in the middle of the Maimer, and before going further, let's try to give a synopsis, as we usually try to do. So, what we're holding in the Maimer is as follows. We spoke about how the Yidden in Mitzrayim, and really in every Galus, need to be Tzivos Hashem. They need to be connected to that which is above nature, in order to lift up the world of nature, in order to take the Sheker HaOlam, and reveal how really it's a Keresh of the Mishkan, transform its superficial appearance and reveal what it really is, that it's really a keresh, and to understand that it's really built into the very fabric of the sheker. It's made of the same letters, made of the same energy, as we're going to talk much more about in this maimer. And that's why Yidden, when they leave Mitzrayim, they're called Tzivos Havaya. They're the army. They serve Havaya. They reveal in everything that they encounter, they shed a light, their light, on everything they encounter, and through doing that, transform the entire world into a dira. We then went on to explain that this godliness that's everywhere is really visible to the eye of even the simplest yid. And that's why every single yid says, "V'ata mechayas kulam," that in the life of everything I see you, you're present. And we went on to explain that within godly light, there are three levels. There's life, there's light, and there's koyach. And we spoke about it a little bit, just a little bit more, we'll speak about it now. And that is that life and light are more reflecting where they come from, more than they are giving to the recipient. Koyach, on the other hand, is that level of energy that's very interested in the specific. In general, light is a complete reflection of its source, the source of light, the ma'ar. Life also, the fact that it can give life is because it's reflecting the source of life. Koyach, on the other hand, is like potential or power, which are all about that which it is a potential for, a specific behavior, a specific act, a power to do. So it's much more interested in the specific, it's much more customized. And therefore, it changes. It's very affected and influenced by the recipient, as opposed to light and life. And therefore, the Maimer says, yes, koyach is influenced and affected, but the light of godliness, which is all about reflecting its source, is visible, is available. And that's where we're holding. Now, we're going to go on to Sif Hei of the Maimer. V'tzarech lohavin, the Rebbe asks, Yodua shebechayis ha'aliki sheben evroim ish dargar evias. We spoke about three levels of godly energy and life that is within creation, but there's really a fourth level, and that is Bechinas Shem. That's the level that we call name, and it's in the name of everything. I'll yedei utmures chulu. The Baal Shem Tov explains on the Pasuk, La'olam Hashem dvarcha nitzav b'shamayim, in Shari Yichud V'Emunah, the Alter Rebbe explains it at length, that Hashem creates the world with speech, as we know. Baruch sha'amar v'hoya ha'olam, v'asara ma'amores nivra ha'olam. And what that means is that everything that's created is created with godly energy. Now, why do different things come out of that godly energy? And the reason is because it's different energies with different characteristics. Those different energies are manifest in letters of Lashon HaKodesh. So when Hashem says a certain word, that word creates something. And based on the letters that are in that word, that is what is going to be created. So unlike other languages, which are called Lashonis Heskemiim, which basically mean a language that people agreed upon, there's no inherent connection between the name and that which is called by the name. And that which is called by the name exists before the name. In Lashon HaKodesh, it's the opposite way around. The name is very connected to that which it creates because it creates it because of what the name is. So because there are certain letters, that's why it creates a certain creation with a certain content, a certain meaning, with certain characteristics. And the name precedes that which it creates because, again, the name creates it. Now Hashem said Asara Ma'amores, which created very general creations, and then those letters, those energies of creation can be reconfigured and rearranged in many different ways, and that will dilute the godly energy and create more specific creations. But again, the main point is that the name is very connected to that which carries the name. It's also known what the Maggid says. Alapasik v'chala sher yikra loy ha'adam nefesh chaya hu shmai. Whatever Adam Arishain, whichever name Adam Arishain gave the animals, that is their name. And the way the Maggid explains it is that the nefesh chaya, the life of the animal, is its name. Da Hashem is shakara Adam Arishain l'chala nevroyim l'zen noya likres shar v'chulu. Heim ha'chaya shalem. He says, the Maggid says that the name of the animals is their life. The Medrash tells us that Hashem called the Malachim and wanted to prove to them how Adam Arishan is wiser than they are. So he asked the Malachim, can you give the animals names? And the Malachim were not capable. And then Hashem brings Adam Arishan and asks him to give them names. And he says, he gives them names, and Hashem says, oh, you see, he's wiser than you are. So the obvious question is, what type of wisdom does it take to give a name? Why couldn't the Malachim give the animals names? And why was Adam Arishan able to? And how did that show on his wisdom? And the answer is based on what we explained, that if the name of an animal or anything is the energy of that thing, if a person can know the name, what they really are knowing is the essence of what it is. They can look at something and they're able to see its origin. So when Adam Rishon looks at a shayr, at an ox, he's able to see that this is not just an ox, he's able to see its origin in godly energy. See, he sees the godly energy that's symbolized or that's manifest in a shin. He sees the godly energy that's manifest in a vav and in a resh. And he says, lazeh, this physical animal, it is befitting to call it Shin Vav Resh Shair. That's very intelligent. To be able to look at something physical and to be able to see its spiritual origin takes a lot of wisdom. The Malachim are not able to. The Malachim are maybe able to see spirituality, but when they look at something physical, they can't see the connection between the physical and its spiritual origin. They only know the spiritual origin. And they wouldn't believe that this physical ox originates in these spiritual energies, as opposed to Adam Arishan.
We know that every person's individual name, not just the general name for the human species. So, yeah, we are all called humans, and that gives us the general definition of being a human and not an animal. But we each have a personal name also. Our personal name is what creates each individual person. And that's why we know when someone is unfortunately not well, we add a name to them to give them more life. So now we see that the life that is given to each individual creation is actually in the name.
So the Friedrich Rebbe said, and the Rebbe brought it, that when we say Va'ata Mechayes Kulam, you give life to everything, we're talking about the light and the life. And that is seeable. That's why we say Va'ata, because we can see that in everything. But now, based on what we explained, based on Shari Yechad V'Emunah, that the life of everything is actually connected to the name, and we're going to explain in this Maimer why that's so different than life and light. But that's what's actually giving us our energy. So how does that fit with what it says in the Maimer, that it's about light and life? And if I may add, Va'ata Mechayes Kulam is actually used in Shari Yechad V'Emunah and explained that Va'ata is a makeup of a few points. That Ata is Aleph Tav, which include all the letters of the Aleph Beis, and the He are the source of those letters, because we have He Maitzai Sapeh, five parts of our mouth that help us articulate letters. They're the source of those letters. So Va'ata, with the letters Aleph through Tav and the He Maitzai Sapeh, Mechayes Kulam, you give life to everything. You give everything its vitality, its life, its meaning, its content. So Va'ata Mechayes Kulam is actually specifically referring to the Shem. So how does that fit with the Maimer that says that it's referring to that light and life that we're able to detect and sense and see in everything that exists? Hamshach Yavei in the next Shir, Mirtz Hashem.